Lad, a Dog, by Albert Payson Terhune, first published in 1919. This unabridged recording was produced in 2006 by Alcazar Audio Works of Burlingame, California, which holds the copyright.
Chapter 1. His Mate. Lady was as much a part of Lad's everyday happiness as the sunshine itself. She seemed to him quite as perfect and as gloriously indispensable. He could no more have imagined a ladyless life than a sunless life. It had never occurred to him to suspect that Lady could be any less devoted than he, until Knave came to the place. Lad was an 80-pound collie, thoroughbred in spirit as well as in blood. He had the benign dignity that was a heritage from endless generations of high-strain ancestors. He had, too, the gay courage of a D'Artagnan and an uncanny wisdom. Also, who could doubt it after a look into his mournful brown eyes? He had soul. His shaggy coat, set off by the snowy roughened chest, was like orange-flecked mahogany. His absurdly tiny forepaws, in which he took inordinate pride, were silver-white. 3 years earlier, when Lad was in his first prime, before the mighty chest and shoulders had filled out and the tawny coat had waxed so shaggy, Lady had been brought to the place. She had been brought in the master's overcoat pocket, rolled up into a fuzzy gold-gray ball of softness, no bigger than a half-grown kitten. The master had fished the month-old puppy out of the cavern of his pocket and set her down, asprawl and shivering and squealing, on the veranda floor. Lad had walked cautiously across the veranda, sniffed inquiry at the blinking pygmy who gallantly essayed to growl defiance up at the huge welcomer, and from that first moment he had taken her under his protection. First it had been the natural impulse of the thoroughbred, brute or human, to guard the helpless. Then, as the shapeless yellow ball grew into a slenderly graceful collie, his guardian...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?